If I'm Josh Harris, I went to bed upset. I have woken up upset. It is the Kevin Sheehan Show. No Kevin today. Kevin will be back tomorrow. He timed his vacation very well. Players report tomorrow, but that is not the big story. If I'm Josh Harris, I am upset today. You can call me a little cuckoo, crazy, but I subscribed to the theory that we have talked about on this particular show many a times when I was the primary producer, and I know that Kevin has talked about it since I have left, that Josh Harris and the ownership group are very much aware of how this fan base feels about the current team name and how they feel about the old team name. Two team names ago. I do not like the name Commanders. I have never really liked the name Commanders. I have always been very honest about that. I have also made peace with the idea that Commanders is likely here to stay. If you are asking me to rank that on a scale of 100, I'm at about a 96% that the Commanders is here to stay. But I have subscribed to the theory that maybe, just maybe, with 4% of hope, that Josh Harris and his ownership group, over the course of the next couple of years, in correlation with bringing the team back to RFK, would revisit the topic at around the same time they would start playing in RFK, and hopefully at that point in life, all of us, the collective all of us as a society, have taken a deep breath a little bit, stopped taking certain things so seriously, lightened up a little bit, and you might be able to revisit that conversation. But also on top of that, how great of a rollout would it be coming back to RFK, and then potentially, if they decided to go that route, bringing the old team name back? At the very least, by the time they went back to RFK, I have been very much under the assumption that the jerseys that they are going to play in this year that we have all loved, the Super Bowl era jerseys, by the time they get back to RFK, those are going to be the primary away jerseys. The home jerseys would be the burgundy Super Bowl version of those jerseys. We are going to be done with the cranberry red that we have suffered through, making us look like the Arizona Cardinals. That will be in the rearview mirror. So at the very least, we will have the colors that all of us grew up watching, and that some of you, the lucky some, most of you in certain instances, got to experience levels of greatness that I, as a man who's 30 years old, never got to experience. So in 2030, I was hoping we would at least get that. And then maybe, if you don't go back to Redskins, you at least put the feather back on the W, similar to that shirt that Dan Quinn wore, I guess it was this time, around this time last year, that got everybody all up in arms because he had the feather on it. I was hoping all of that would come to play in the year 2030, and then maybe, just maybe, the old team name would come back if that is still a passionate discussion inside the ownership group. But I was very aware that it would take time, that it would be a process, that Josh Harris was not going to come in here swinging a baseball bat, shattering every single table in the room, and making mass amounts of changes. This guy is a businessman, and he understands that in order to do good business, which at least in a very small sample size, I am of the belief that Josh Harris is really prioritizing doing good business. I never thought he was going to come in here swinging the table. We saw that when he didn't fire Ron Rivera immediately, let him ride out the season, and then decided to get him up on out of here. I never thought he was going to be swinging and breaking everything. What happened yesterday if you subscribe to the same theory that I do, that this was going to be a plan with an elongated rollout, but by the time the team gets back to RFK, they are going to be very reminiscent of the team that many of you grew up loving and watching, and that I had always had this weird hope that they would eventually be good again, despite the fact that I grew up in the mostly in the 2000s when our team has sucked. All of that might have just come crumbling down because the red-capped false prophet decided he needed to take a little bit of steam off him for a false promise that he had made all the way back in November. Something just had disappeared. He ran on it, said, hey, this is a thing, disappeared. People are mad at him. What is the low-hanging fruit? Bring back the Redskins. And then he did something about the Cleveland Indians. I don't care about the Cleveland Indians. You don't care about the Cleveland Indians. We will leave that on social media. If by some stretch of the imagination you are not on social media and you are confused as to what I am talking about, Donald Trump took to Truth Social Media, his own social media site that he created when he was kicked off of Twitter, and he said the Washington whatevers should immediately, in all caps, change their name back to the Washington Redskins football team. Pause. Before we go any further in the statement, combining the Redskins and football team was not a direction I thought this would ever go, but I just wanted to acknowledge that. Continuing in the statement, there is a big clamoring for this. Likewise, the Cleveland Indians, again, this is the Indian stuff that I don't really care about and you probably don't care about, but I'll read it anyway. One of the six original baseball teams with a storied past, our great Indian people in massive numbers want this to happen. Their heritage and prestige is systematically being taken away from them. Times are different now than they were 3 or 4 years ago, 5 years ago for the Commanders, Redskins, but whatever. Math is not a strong suit. We are a country of passion and common sense. Owners get it done. He posted that. It got posted to Twitter. It blew up on Twitter. And because he is a natural comedian at heart, if you get a laugh, there has to be a bigger laugh. If you, in this case, get response, there has to be a bigger response. So then, and this is where things started to get really murky with the whole connection to the team name and RFK. He said it in a second statement. My statement on the Washington Redskins, he took away football team for the second one. I guess someone told him that's not how that rolls here. My statement on the Washington Redskins is totally blown up, but only in a very positive way. I may put a restriction on them that if they don't change the name back to the original Washington Redskins and get rid of the ridiculous moniker Washington Commanders, I won't make a deal for them to build a stadium in Washington. The team would be much more valuable, and the deal would be more exciting for everyone. He then again put some stuff in there about the Cleveland Indians and some election stuff, but then he signed off with his second statement saying, make Indians great again, and then in parentheses, MEGA, which is obviously a play off of MAGA. The guy's lost his fastball a little bit towards the end of it. I mean, MEGA, there has to be something better there. But it was the middle of that second statement where he said, I might put a stop to any deal on the team coming back to Washington if they do not change the team name. So the most recent time prior to this statement that Donald Trump mentioned the team name or the Redskins, if you remember, he was getting off of a plane. I believe it was after he was visiting the Texas floods, and a random reporter asked him about that. I'm starting to realize that felt like a plant, and that felt like an inside job. But he is now threatening to take away any hope of a stadium coming back here to Washington if they do not do what he says. It's very important to point out he is not doing this, and I need some of you to listen to this. He is not doing this for us. If you are passionate about the Redskins returning, the name Redskins returning, if you are on the forums, if you sign all of those polls, not the polls, but the if you vote in the polls and if you sign any of these petitions that go viral every like 18 months, he is not doing this for you. You need to understand and you need to not play silly. He is doing this to get a little bit of smoke off of his back for some other things that are a little bit more important than football that he is currently under fire with. And the best way to get himself back into the good graces with some of the people that are angry at him is to go for the lowest hanging fruit, which in this case happens to be the Redskins team name. And then he is using and manipulating you to further make his life a little bit easier by getting said smoke off of his back. He does not actually care about the Redskins. He does not actually care about the stadium. He just wants to exert some level of power. That is why I feel the worst about this. Because it feels like, as someone that would be open to that team name coming back, again, do not like the Commander's name. I'd have never liked the Commander's name. I'm at peace with it never coming back, because at a certain point you have to be at peace with it. I have never liked that name. I would be open to the old name coming back, but I don't want to be treated like a side chick in the process. I do not want to be treated like a political game piece in the process, which is clearly what is happening here. And what happens when a team name is used as a political game piece, that's why the name changed in the first place. You're never going to heal that situation by doing the same thing just on the opposite side, which is why I was so hell-bent on this theory of Josh Harris doing this in a slow process to get people ready to slowly soft launch. Hey, look, old team colors coming back. We see these jerseys, right? Next, we're getting RFK back, and then maybe we can look into the process of bringing the team name back. I was so on board with him taking it slow, doing it the correct way, and making sure he does it in a way so that when it eventually, if it eventually did come back, there would not be massive amounts of pushback, and we wouldn't be stuck in the situation that we are in now, which is 5 years after the fact, being this game piece and feeling like Michael Scott in the Dinner Party episode, snip, snap, snip, snap, snip, snap. Eventually, I do just want a team name that is going to stay for forever. I don't want to consistently have to be buying new gear. I don't like buying new gear. The gear is expensive. I do not like that. I haven't bought a whole lot of Commanders gear, although I will say those new jerseys. Yeah, Jaden, I don't like spending $120-some-odd on a jersey, but those new jerseys, they look pretty fly. A Jaden Daniels in that legit burgundy and gold, that looks pretty fly. I just feel like we are being manipulated by someone that doesn't care about us. He's just using our emotions to play his own game. I don't want to be a part of his own game. I want to be a part of our game. And if he starts to play a little freaky with bringing the stadium back to D.C., it's going to end up being a problem. Why should he have a say in that? I understand he's the president of the United States, but buddy, you got a lot more places to govern than just a stadium in D.C. because of a team name that, again, you don't actually care about. Is playing nasty. I don't like it when he's playing nasty. I don't want to be on the receiving end of him playing nasty. And some of y'all, you like it because you want the team name back. If you want the team name back, I'm not going to bash you. I don't like it when people bash you. I understand the significance of the team name. I will not ever bash anybody for wanting that team name back. That is your prerogative. If you grew up and have a special, some sort of tie to that team name that is built on emotion, like I grew up with my dad watching Redskins games. I enjoyed watching Redskins games. When I watch, NFL Network was very big in the day household when it launched. We watched America's Game and got to see the Redskins win championships, watching Timmy Smith against Denver and being familiar with Timmy Smith. Like what 12-year-old in 2007 was familiar with Timmy Smith? I was. Because I was watching all of these things. So I have a specific love for that team name. And I would love to see it back the same way that I know some of you do. I just don't feel like this is being done in good faith. People in the chat saying I don't like Trump. Yeah, duh, I don't like Trump. I'm like a 30-year-old millennial. Not a lot of us do. Come on. I want the team to change. I just don't like that we are being the side chick in this. We'll open up some phones. You got some thoughts on this? You might as well get it off your chest. Eric Flack is going to join us at 10:35 to kind of give us the process of what it would actually look like if Donald Trump does want to play hardball and take any hope of the stadium coming back to D.C. Away over this. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. How do you feel about what the president of the United States tweeted? Are you similar to me? Do you feel like you are being used as a chess piece in something that is not actually about you? 301-230-0980. Don't go anywhere. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show on the Team 980 with Dende sitting in for Kevin.